Thanks, Karan, tonight. Vince, always a pleasure to talk to you and catch up with you and have a chat particularly. And good news as well, which is what we like. And you received a recent award too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's right. We've won one of many. Yeah, we've just won an award for our 1812, our 3-year-old rum.
Wow. Okay. So tell us about what was the process to get to where you got the award, Vince?
Well, as with all these things, you submit your product months and months in advance, and you don't sort of think about it really. You sort of throw it in and forget about the process, and then they do a blind tasting and with all the people that have entered, then they decide who's going to come out on top and who's going to win. So
And was this like a process? Yeah, was this like a sort of UK type competition?
Yes, it was.
Not just a local one, it was all over the country. So
that's
actually,
right, yeah, national one.
Yeah, so I'm guessing you're up against fairly stiff competition then.
Well, yeah, I suppose we are. Again, you don't know the competition because not everybody naturally applies and puts their products in. You don't know who you're against, and those who are judging don't know who you're against either. So.
No, look, I mean, you've done gins. I think you've done ports as well, haven't you, Vince? So I'm guessing rum was the next sort of thing to go into.
Well, yeah, rum was why we set up, because we are a rum distillery. Mm. So we've got the 3-year-old, as I say, that came out in 2022. And now, because 2 years on from that, of course, we've got England's first ever 5-year-old rum coming out on the 14th of June. So that's a big occasion for both the Portsmouth Distillery and Portsmouth itself. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm guessing really in some sort of sense, you're sort of flying the flag for the city too, aren't you, with what you do? It's very popular.
Well, indeed, absolutely. And when we first set up in 2018, people were really pleased because, you know, there hadn't been a distillery in Portsmouth since 1824. So
long overdue.
absolutely long overdue. Yeah. And when we produced Fort Gin, which goes really well and is known as Portsmouth Gin, everybody was all over it. And that still sells incredibly well. It's in pretty much everywhere that you might expect to find it in and around Portsmouth and Southsea and wider now. We're branching out to UK. And our rum indeed has done incredibly well. Really, the flagship of our rum, I suppose, now is the 1812, the 3-year-old. Yeah. As I say, soon to be replaced by our 5-year-old rum, which is going to be called 1747. So we like to tie it back to our heritage of Fort Cumberland. 1812 was when the fort was finished built. Yeah. And the 1747 is when they started building it. So it's all links into the heritage of the company and indeed the city.
So. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, I'm talking of that. I mean, really, your best place to do it there because of the nature of the building itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a fantastic spot. Anybody who hasn't been to Fort Cumberland yet, unfortunately, you can't come to Fort Cumberland just to see the fort. Historic England do open days, I think, twice a year. Yeah. But you can certainly come to the Portsmouth Distillery. You're allowed in if you come to the gate. Basically, follow the brown signs, which wonderful Portsmouth City Council have put up for us in the last year.
That's good.
Follow the brown signs along the seafront, as if you're going to the Hayling Island Ferry. Just before you get to the South Sea Marina, you turn right and you can come in. We do tours Thursdays, Fridays and Saturdays, but you can come into the shop, say hello and see what we're up to. Pretty much whenever you like, from about sort of 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon.
Yeah, and I'm guessing now as we're sort of into spring, heading into the summer months now, it's going to pick up for you. It's going to be fairly busy.
I do hope so, yes. So long as the weather does it for us. Yeah.
Well, we deserve it, Vince, let's be fair.
But. Yeah, it's a wonderful place down there in the summer. It gets really nice and warm. We're sheltered by the fort. We do all sorts of events. You know, look out on our website. We're always posting what it is we're going to be doing. We have music nights, comedy nights, that sort of thing. So we try and turn it into a bit of a venue as well as a distillery. So, yeah, people are getting to know it and coming down. Our comedy nights sell out every month, so they're pretty good.
Can't be bad, can it? Indeed. So no. What's after the run then? What's your plans next as going forward?
Well, at the moment, once we get the 5-year-old in June, that takes us up to 8 different types of spirit. Not really got anything on the horizon, really. We've got a coconut rum, which I developed last year, which we don't have a name for yet. So we are planning to launch a competition in the summer to get a name for that, so then we'll brand it the same as everything else. Because it went down very well. I only did it as a trial batch, and it seems to be selling well, and people love it. It's a bit like an instant pina colada. Just add pineapple juice. It's lovely.
Okay. So that's one to think about, and certainly to think about a name for that. And I'm guessing all the details of that are going to be on the website.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. The website's pretty well maintained. We have an events page, tells you everything that we're up to. There's a blog on there, etc. So, yeah, all the normal social media channels as well.
And is there a rum or gin, or even for that fact, is there one you want to try you haven't tried yet?
Rum or a gin? Not so much a gin. Rums, not really. I've been quite lucky and tried an awful lot of rums over my life.
In more ways than one.
Yeah, but I'm always keen to try new ones that come onto the market. And actually, the UK rum production market is growing all the time, and there's some pretty good stuff coming out of different parts of the country, across the country.
Yeah,
always keen to try the new ones.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, just to recap there, Vince, people want to find out more details about your rums and your gins as well, that as well. The best place, go onto the website and find out the opening hours of the shop and things like that, yeah?
That's right, just www.theportsmouthdistillery.com. Very easy. In fact, if you just punch Portsmouth Distillery into Google, it normally comes straight up. And all the information on there, as I say, we keep it up to date as much as we can. But if you like to be fed stuff, obviously we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. I think we're dabbling with TikTok these days as well. Yeah. So,
good luck with that then.
Yeah. I don't quite know how it works.
No, don't ask me. Pen and paper, mate, that'll do.
Yeah, oh, dear. Right.
Vince, a pleasure, sir, as always. Good luck and, fingers crossed for the rest of the year as well. Well done on the award too, which is a great accolade. Not just for the distillery, but also for the city as well. So it flies a flag for Vince. So thanks for that.
And, thanks so much. And I just as the Portsmouth Distillery, got to put a shout out for Pompey, obviously, getting promoted. That's all good for the city as well.
Isn't it just, hey? Good news. Absolutely. But Vince, thanks for coming on. We'll keep in touch. But for now, thanks for coming on tonight. Good to talk to you.
Cheers,
all right, Vince.
Thanks very much.
Cheers now. Bye-bye.